Listening to the neighborhood. I'm at the helm on my back porch, totally in charge of nothing but my coffee this Easter morning and the bird seed I've scattered for sparrows across the carport roof, overlooking the parking lot of the Vietnamese laundromat. There's a great clamor and excitement, a festival feeling in the cool morning air, in front of the warehouse on the corner, as Mexicans, Salvadorans, Nicaraguans break out pink and white ice cream carts to peddle through the neighborhood ringing bells, awakening flocks of shrieking children. The sides of the El Tijuan taco truck pulse oompas from tubas now at home in mariachi to declare music's democratic heart in Oakland's mix. In the 30s, El Tijuan's taco truck was Casper's hot dog cart, arrived like a covered wagon from the Dust Bowl. Salsa has replaced ketchup as America's favorite condiment. Recipes and instruments are among what people carry dearly, fleeing war, following dreams. Wary sparrows, eyes out for the cat lounging in spring ivy, climbing onto the roof, hang back on stringy limbs of the birch tree, in a hierarchy known only to them, then chance it, splash down, their sporadic pecking, pattering like beginning rain. Corn kernels in the bird seed sparkle, the sun softly rising, people gathering below, line up at the truck for coffee, to take refuge in what's at hand, the smell of sizzling chorizo, to watch soccer on TV in the shade, under the awning as laundry spins. A passing blue Mustang, rapping rhyme, snaps along synapses dormant for years, setting off new neurons like a string of firecrackers, a baseline breaking in thunderous waves, so explosive the air shudders, and gospel soars on the torn wings of an organ pumping out praise because the storefront church across Foothill is open, receiving people dressed up for Easter. Dudes in sharp cream-colored suits, women's hats flouncing like fuchsias, patent leather shoes buffing concrete steps, as if shushing the celebrants into the house of the Lord. The couple in the parking lot, living out of their car, 4 or 5 days now, having awakened slowly, attend their toiletries. After he shaves in the side view mirror, she seats herself on a stool from somewhere and allows him to comb her hair in the sun. Dipping his comb into a bucket of water, he snaps off a whip of drops, lifts it aloft, a baton between forefinger and thumb, conducting the entire spectacle before drawing filaments of light through the grain of her hair. His movements sacramental, her chaste, expectant stillness sustains a grace so silent you can hear the hood sing.